Blog Talk Radio.
Get you in a- sing along, I'ma go down and taste it.
Some say the X makes the sex spec spectacular. Maybe lick you from your neck to your back, then you're shivering, tub delivering. Chills up that sign, that ass grind. Get the wine in the candlelight, no crystal tonight. It's alright with you, we fucking.
When you throw it upon me, no love making, strictly back breaking. Go so deep she wanna scream but can't say shit. Guarantee she tell her friends how that thing hit. I'm on that Bruce Wayne shit, black on black. That's a genie, not a genie, girl, don't rub on that. You should stay tonight, I put this thing on you. Then tomorrow I'll make you go and tell my name on you. Girl, I know we just met, but you just got something I can't shake. Smile to me and I smile back, let's call that our first date. The DJ said, last call, my car came, we drove off. Now we at the crib and I'm just trying to get them clothes off. So impatient, remove bra like, nigga, we made it. Girl, put this song on your playlist while you sing along. I'ma go down and taste it.
Some say the X makes the sex spec spectacular. Maybe lick you from your neck to your back, then you're shivering, tongue delivering. Chills up that sign, that ass grind. Get the wine in the candlelight, no crystal tonight. It's alright with you, we fucking.
While you sing along, I'ma go down and taste it. So impatient. Remove bra like, nigga, we made it. Girl, put this song on your playlist. While you sing along, I'ma go down and taste it.
Some say the X makes the sex spectacular. Maybe lick you from your neck to your back, then you're shivering, tongue delivering.
Chills up that spine, that ass
grind. Get the wine in the candlelight, no crystal tonight. It's alright with you, we fucking.
Welcome to Global 15. The Tech Goes Down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and definitely 5 p.m. Pacific. Sonic on the line with you. Also, Golden Fleece, what's up? Other host, Golden Fleece.
What up? Yeah. You Pacific time now, man. That's crazy.
Oh my God.
You 3 hours behind the kid now.
Oh, my God. It's totally messing me up and throwing me off. I'm like, y'all, I can't get anything done. Like, there's not enough time in the day.
Nah, it'll take you a minute to get adjusted. You'll get adjusted to it. It's probably just going to take you a little minute.
Yeah, most certainly, definitely. Well, tonight is definitely a treat. We're going to have Billy the Kid. Oh, let me back up a little bit. Let me back up for everybody that's listening in for the first time tonight. This is, again, Global 14 The Cut via Jermaine Dupri's Global14.com, which is a blog site. Also, many other things. He offers that other blog sites don't. Like, sometimes you can actually sign up and be on his guest list for events and kind of go and chill and do VIP things, so it's kind of cool. But anyway, yeah, definitely check out global14.com. There's a lot going on. And shout out to GD and Chad Moss, I think we need to call him now.
Chad Moss. They're out there shooting their video.
Yeah, so a.k.a. Bow Wow, they're out there doing the video, or they did the video release. That they last time we talked, they were doing the video shoot, and now they have the video release yesterday. Right. So they did the video release yesterday for Where You At Free House, I think, in LA. So yeah, shout out to them. Check out the video. Check out the record if you like it. Give it a spin.
Yeah, JD was on Revolt too. JD was on Revolt TV today too.
Nice.
I think he premiered the video on Revolt, and he DJed on Revolt today, so he took over Revolt TV today. Jermaine did. So
yeah.
Shout out to Jermaine, and you know, he's doing his thing over there in LA right now.
Yeah, most definitely. He got he'll be and like I said, I'm out here in Vegas, crazy, and he'll be out here tomorrow. So shout out to everybody that'll be able to touch down to one of the two, if any, if not both. But, yeah, there's also out here, speaking of Vegas, the Magic Convention is going down right now out this way. Yes. You put me onto that a couple years ago. Dope.
Amazing time at Magic. All the years that I was going, you just meet so many people. For people that don't know, it's an annual clothing trade show. Agenda is the name of the trade show, where you'll catch most of the urban artists that have clothing lines, and everybody's out there right now. Pusha T, Yo Gotti, Soulja Boy, you know, anybody that's aspiring to get in the fashion lane is probably in Vegas right now. I heard Future had a crazy concert out there. Travis Scott, The Weeknd. So it's popping right around the corner for me right now, homie.
No, it is, and probably literally down the street from where I'm at, because I'm that close to the strip right now, so it's crazy. But, yeah, shout out to everybody out doing something at an event, wherever you are. But, yeah, so tonight, not speaking of people doing their thing and out and making these moves, we got Gilly the Kid. How dope is that? This is the hip-hop veteran, Fairy, King of Fairy. No matter what people say, it's a lot of Meek Mill and all that. Maybe, but anyway, Gilly the Kid, original Philly OG, will be on the line tonight with us. Didn't want to even go to Alan, so I didn't even know if it's for sure he would be able to come on tonight. But that's just how dope he is. He's so busy and willing to take the time to hop on the line with us. So we got to make sure we respect his time. But if you want to call in and speak with him, 760-913-4119 will be the number to do that. Also, there are some opportunities for you artists to get your music played, and we will have the unsigned segment coming up with the features, but I'll let you tell them about that, homie, and how they can be on the show with us.
Yeah, just basically hit us up on our Instagram, Twitter, global14.com. We would love for you to hit us up on our inboxes or direct messages. You know what I'm saying? We want to know what single you're pushing. If you're actually pushing an EP mixtape, we want that information, where you're from, what you go by, so we know exactly what to explain to the listeners when they hear your music. We think that's a better feel for the person instead of just, hey, we got some song to play, you know. Music industry is very saturated, so, you know, when you come on our show, we at least like to give you some love by knowing who you are, where you're from. And plus, we also have, extra DJs, A&Rs, other people that could be on our show that night that will be hearing your music. As a matter of fact, I think we'll be announcing something new here coming up soon, because so many people have been contacting me, and I know Onyx as well, about making this something that really, really we probably give more time to throughout the month, because people are willing to get that consultation. Like, that's real big for them. So I think me and Onyx are going to sit back, go to the table, and see what we can do on that front, because a lot of people can't fly to New York, can't fly to L.A., can't go to Miami, but if we can get these people on our show, they are willing to listen to these artists. So we'll make sure we get the people on that's looking for talent. So if there's an opportunity there, you know what I mean, you get the best shot. Hit us up, man. We love to hear the new talent. My email right now, I've got about 10 people in there waiting. So when we have the indie show, we will definitely be kicking it off. And we really appreciate when you interact when it comes to that, because it just shows that you guys are listening. And also, just don't listen to that show when you're getting played. You know, hit us up on a regular night. You never know who's on our show and what you'd be missing. You know what I'm saying? So hit us up, inbox, direct message. We'll be happy to play your music.
No doubt. That's what's up. And so let's talk about, man, speaking of just, and I love to reference back to things that you said, but look at what happened this weekend for hip-hop, and that was so dope, with Straight Outta Compton. Came through with the 50, over 50 million Oof. Right there in the revenue Oof. For the weekend at the box Oof. Office. So dope. I definitely Amazing. Went and saw it on Friday. I was loving it. I love how everything flowed. I'm not going to spoil it for those of you who haven't seen it, but I love how everything flowed.
I felt like, to see it tomorrow.
Oh, you haven't
so
seen
it?
Okay, I definitely
still haven't seen it. Been waiting to see it, you know. I got some people we all want to go together, so we've been holding on so the whole team to go together and check it out. But we're gonna go squad deep, so everybody be like, I can't go there. So we're gonna go this week. But I'll tell you like this: Ice Cube is one of my favorite people in the world. I always tell people, like, from back in the day, his albums to all of his movies. Ice Cube has never let me down when it comes to him in a film. I don't care whether it's a kid's film. I don't care what it is. If Ice Cube's in it, from Trespass back with Ice-T, like, he's never let me down on movies. So I knew when him and F. Gary Gray was getting together for this, I told people, look, I bet you don't go by that trailer. That shit is going to be a real movie. And everybody's seen it. They're not spoiling it for me, but they're like, dog, wait till you see this shit. I'm like, yo, I already know, because he never let me down. So I'm just proud that they got that paper for real, for real.
Right.
And, it was a hip-hop movie. While they was worried about beefing up security, we was punching tickets and paying for the shit and going to see it.
Exactly.
So I'm real proud that everybody showed up. Fuck that bootleg
and
shit. Put your,
fire
stick away right now. Don't use that Cody shit right now.
Yeah.
Go to the theater and pay your paper.
And make it happen. And that's what I was most proud about, is as well as the fact that people did support. And I will say this, and I have to say it, and this isn't a spoiler for you, Golden, but, and for those who haven't seen it, but when I went in, the theater was so thick and so dope as far as who was actually in attendance, I thought I was in the wrong movie. I was like, am I in the right theater? Because it was more white people. And not to say that they don't enjoy hip-hop, but it was more white people there than it were even at that time black people, which I thought was amazing. And then you had it was just a multicultural event, if you will, at the movies. And it was very moving and rewarding to see how everyone reacted to the movie parts and everything that played out in it. So much respect to everybody that supported the film. I think it's going to do a lot more than it intended, or than we originally thought it may have. So I'll say that, and then when you see it, we can come back and talk about it more about why and how we feel about more with the Straight Outta Compton, because this can go on forever. Straight Outta Compton was dope. And also, I'll say this as well. Someone told me that they're going to be doing a director's cut. So that will actually include like an hour's worth of additional footage that we didn't see in the movie. So I can't wait.
That's
going to
be crazy.
So,
that's going to be crazy. And again, shout out King Mez on the soundtrack. You know, we produce records for this dude out of Raleigh, North Carolina. He's now signed to Dr. Dre. He got some of the dopest records on that Straight Outta Compton soundtrack, man. So shout out to him, man. I was actually looking at him at the movie premiere and, you know, all the accolades that he's getting now. Brother works real hard, man. Well deserved. We actually had a video on Revo TV with him the other day when MK Asante did that song over our track and filmed it in the Baltimore riots. King Mez is featured on that record. So we're really happy about that cat, you know, showing his talents and part of that Aftermath team. We're supposed to be going out to L.A. and checking them folks out later this month. So shout out King Mez again, being a part of that soundtrack. But, man, shout out the whole N.W.A. Movie, Straight Outta Compton, 56, 51 minutes, whatever, it's big.
It was dope. It was dope. And I also want to shout out Tyrone and Brightwood and the team at 24/7 Magazine, rather, because they actually have an interview which dropped just in time with one of the characters out of Straight Outta Compton, who actually played Dr. Dre's brother in the movie growing up. So he is on the cover of that and talking about his experience in the movie, working with everyone, and it's just dope. So if you haven't heard of 24/7 Magazine, Google that and get an extra insight. They actually had a leg up on those who just, you know, interviewing now after the fact. So I love that. Shout out to the homie for doing that. So, again, we are going to have Gilly the Kid on tonight. He is a hip-hop veteran. As soon as he gets on the line, then we'll get straight into his interview. I'll get him to do a drop, and we'll play the record as well. Hopefully, it'll work for me because, you know, it's been kind of acting funny. And I feel like I heard your static earlier.
Did he just
static? Yeah, this is it's time to. I mean, they did some upgrades and it was wonderful, but now I feel like it's for the worse. This latest upgrade they did hasn't been.
You know,
pleasant,
the upgrades usually come with them bugs. You know what I'm saying?
They do.
Like,
they do.
Something and
just
then
like
you're like,
my
damn,
phone.
I shouldn't have never used that upgrade.
Exactly, just like my phone. Like, honestly, I have an update due, but it's just crazy because I have an update due on this iPhone, but I'm like, I'm not going to do it until they work everything out. But now nothing works for me, so.
Yeah, I think that new one is for your Apple Music, so you probably don't even need to deal with it. If you don't fuck with the Apple Music on your phone, that new update is fixing the bugs in Apple Music.
Is that what it is? Oh, okay. I kind of do mess with it, though. And I was wondering why it was acting funny, so.
Well, then do
but
it.
But anyway.
Do it, because I did
I know,
it tonight.
I'll
it didn't mess my phone up. So go ahead and download that one, because that fixes the initial bugs with the Apple Music app.
Okay, I'll do that then. My Twitter, but like I said, my Twitter's not working, and I'm trying to tweet and let people know Gilly's coming on and all of that, and IG, and I just can't get it to lock with me right now, so it's messed up, but it is what it is. So while we wait for Gilly to come on, why, was there anything else in the hip-hop music that you saw that you... glossed over at any point? Well, tell me about this thing. I haven't been I don't watch Urban Hip Hop or anything like that, but did Scrappy's mom get married? Because I saw some memes up last night. So did she get married?
What
happened? Oh, okay.
She got married to she got married to her longtime boyfriend. I think she was actually married to him one time before, but something like she ended up sending him to jail for something that he did. So she actually sent him up for like 9 years. So
he did
a lot of time and came back out and really just wanted to remarry her. And, you know, and in the storyline, Scrappy and his sister, they kind of skeptical about that shit. They're like, how the fuck you want to marry somebody that sent you away for 9 years? I wouldn't want to be nowhere around her. But I guess
right.
he had time to think while he was there and realized that she was
right.
the one for him. So they got remarried
wow.
on the episode. You know, Love & Hip Hop, I throw you some crazy ass curves. And, you know,
that
shit is all types of shit be going on that piece. But shout out to the Love & Hip Hop. You know, we mentioned Shad Moss earlier, man. I heard him and his fiance separated, man. Erica Mena and Shad Moss
that.
Are no more.
Yeah.
So
the Erica Mena,
you know,
from she was from
the, yeah, the
hip-hop
other Love
New York or something
York,
like that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Love & Hip Hop New York. So you know, he might be riding the Gilly single. He might be riding that new record. Because Shad is back out there now, boy.
Yeah. Yeah. And Gilly definitely got a nice like I said, and even with speaking on him, he's got a nice flow and grit to his style that I just truly enjoy. And actually saw Gilly kind of like performing and doing like a listening session
for a long time.
Yes, he's been in the game for a minute. And
a lot of people don't understand, like, Gilly shaped a lot of shit in the game, you know, a guy being from Philadelphia, going through a lot, too. You know, that's, I think, his respect is well-earned because he went through some real-life shit, being shot, locked up, and then, you know, the kid comes back, pops up in movies, pops up on independent record labels. They don't stop signing him, which is a testament to his grind, you know what I'm saying? I mean, Gilly probably had about 3 or 4 different record deals.
And what I like about him is, again, even I'm so big on humility and or just even having, you know, respect for people and appreciating your fans and people that want to network with you or whatever the case may be, if it's a good fit for you. and he was at the Sleep Eaters Conference in Charlotte, North Carolina last month in July, and he did his, they did like a listening album session for the DJs and for some of the attendees. So we were in there, and he been playing a few others, but his music in particular, when I tell you every record they played, everyone they played, it was just jamming, and I was like, this dude is killing it right now. Like, I loved it, and I loved how he interacted with the people.
He's never been whacked.
And he interacted with people. He took pictures. He did the Twitter IDs, and I just loved everything about it. So his movement is dope, too, the way that he moves.
That's why it's a testament to how he's been around so long is his personality. I think that Gilly's personality has, stretched his tenure in the game because, every time you see, he can make you laugh anything he does, and he's super funny, but he's super serious, and
exactly.
We're going to get into a lot of different things that Gilly was a part of. I got a few things to ask him because some of the shit was hilarious, but it was serious, what I'm saying? Like, he's like a cat that got no fear. Always has style, We will touch back in on the Major Figures days, man. He's been in the game for a minute, and they always give him his just due, so he always gets his props. So I think that's a testament to your character, a testament to your realness, because a lot of people don't get those shots. They don't get those opportunities. They don't get those movies. They don't, I think actually his independent label is with a football player from the Kansas City Chiefs. Just opportunities continuously come to Gilly, and I think a lot of people are going to want to listen to this interview because we're going to get that out of him, like how he maintains that, because that is few and far in between. You hear the day going tomorrow in this business, and he's not. So we need to talk to him about that.
That's right, most certainly. And, he's in the studio now. In the studio, mixing, doing all kind of stuff, and then going to, try and hop on the phone with us tonight. So it's crazy. Always working, and like you said, the opportunities don't end for this guy. So much respect. Can't wait to talk to him. So let me see what else, anything else going on in hip-hop right now. I know I definitely, we had to highlight the seat at a Compton. Anything else?
Something that we really need to talk about on a... This is a topic that I think women really need to chime in on. I don't know if you heard about the Nicki Minaj wax figure. The famous Madame Tussauds, wax figures, that they do wax figures of all the celebrities. Long story short, Nicki Minaj's is on all fours. Like she's getting hit from the back or crawling. It's a part in the Anaconda video when she's Anaconda video where she's on all fours crawling. So they suspended that moment in time. And Azalea Banks, which is a very outspoken female artist, she'll get into a Twitter beef with just about anybody because she speaks her mind on any subject. She brought up the topic of... she was very offended by that. Like, Nicki has so many accolades, so many fans. She's broken down so many barriers and broken so many records. Why in the world would her wax figure that's going to be, like, enshrining her in that museum be just her on all fours? That was just, like, the Anaconda video.
Right.
She's rocked plenty of stages, but she was basically like, listen, all people are going to do is go up to the front of it, put their dick in the front of the mouth, acting like she's sucking them off, or they're going to go behind it, acting like they're hitting it from the back. Well, some black guy, sucks he had to be a black dude, but at the same time, he actually got past Madame Tussauds security or whatever that they have there, and he took a picture of himself like he was hitting it from the back, pulling her hair. Of course, the picture goes viral, and what Azalea says comes to light. So basically people are talking about it now, and Madame Tussauds basically like, I don't know how he got that close to it, you know, we should have some staff there, whatever have you. But I think that should be something that is talked about, because I don't know whether Nikki approved that statue to be made like that. She probably didn't think anything of it. But Azalea's like, hey, why can't she be standing up holding a microphone? Like, why in the world does it have to be her on all fours? Like, I don't get that. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people agreed with her. Like, you know what? You got a point there. And I want to see what other people think about that shit, because I actually think she has a point. I really do. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say I agree with her 100%. I was not impressed with the wax figure at all when I saw what it was. And I did see Nikki happily posing beside it. And I was just kind of like, with all that she's done, it could have been her in the Pink Friday. That's when she did the perfume line. That's when she did the makeup line. She could have been in the pink tutu dress that she had with her pants on her hips and the pink wig. Or, you know, making a funny face or whatever it was when she had all of the that's what the Nicki Minaj came to be. She wasn't, you know, the natural dark hair and a kind of days or whatever that is. She came out and did the pink hair Barbie kind of deal. So she was going to be in that. It should most certainly have been when she had a groundbreaking moment. And for me, Anaconda wasn't groundbreaking. I didn't even watch the video in full. I'm not a fan of the song. And it's just not for me. So I agree with Azalea 100%. And she shouldn't be as proud as she is of that. But, you know, I'm one of those people that, you know, I'm going to say it, but then it's up to you at the end of the day. You have to live with that. And but I feel it certainly does, you know, all the doors that she said she's opened and what she's done, it definitely does backtrack a little bit. So
it definitely does. She has some very valid points. She made a point like, you know, there was a time in Martha Stewart's career where her biggest moment was her going to jail, but her wax figure isn't her with a jail suit. You know what I mean? She made some very valid points. I think that if Nikki is very happy with that, then so be it. You know what I'm saying? You know, she got to do what she want to do. She going to feel how she want to feel. But, as being a, you know, African-American female, especially female rapper, which we don't have that many that's broken the type of records and done what she's done in the game, for her, you know, to be on all fours is kind of like, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
They could have enshrined her a little bit better than that.
Exactly, and I'm so glad you brought this up because, you know, this is important, and it is a dialect that needed to happen, or dialogue rather, but even, you know, for me, she was in the blogs a couple of weeks ago going back and forth about Anaconda being so groundbreaking and it should have won Video of the Year and all this and that, and I'm kind of thinking, no, actually, it shouldn't. It wasn't the best, which is why I didn't watch it in full. And then not only that, it was a sample, so, I mean, the record wasn't anything special for me, but she was proud of it, so proud of it, and said that people were making memes of her, and I'm like, Nikki, making memes doesn't mean it's the best thing ever, so I just, I don't know.
I agree with her on that, because it broke records. Like, even though
I don't think it needed to be Video of the Year.
But it needed to be nominated. Because it broke records. Like, if there's something that breaks records in that category, for you to leave it out, it's kind of like, okay, why was that left out? Not to say that it has to be anybody's favorite, but apparently the majority of people said, you know what, I want to see this video over and over and over again. Of course, it was probably because of the content. But it broke the records of those other videos that were in the category. So she had,
okay,
I'm not saying
okay,
she's completely right, but she has
category.
A legitimate argument.
Okay, Well, see, well, in that sense, then we can't have it both ways. You know, either we're going to be happy that it broke records and highlighted and give it a wax figure and a video of the year, or we're not going to do anything for it. So it's kind of funny that they would let that, you know, you can have a wax figure, but we're not going to give you a nomination. So
see, that's
kinda,
the thing. I don't know about, I don't know why they picked that. The wax figure is to honor Nikki. You know what I'm saying? Nikki's
right.
done plenty more than Anaconda. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they chose
Anaconda. Why I don't think that the wax figure should be about
Anaconda.
I mean, she's rocking arenas. You know what I'm saying? She could be on stage. She could be doing a bunch of
just,
different stuff. Like you said, the perfume line, whatever.
It's funny, and it's almost, I don't know if the word is, I forgot what the word is. I think it's like a hyperbole. I forgot what the word is, but it's like you can't have both ways. If this broke records, then, you know, and they wanted to choose that because it broke, maybe that was their thing. This was the greatest part of your career. You know, you broke records. This broke records, even though it didn't get nominated, so we're going to use this as a wax figure. You know, like, what was the mindset behind it? It's just,
I don't know what the
so
mindset
many questions
was.
With that.
I have no clue. I have
there's
no
so
clue.
Many questions.
But
Azalea
seems
that it,
to think
it,
that they
mm-hmm.
wanted her on all fours. She seems to
right.
think that that's what they do to, you know,
devalue
the great
it.
Ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I kind of agree with her that to me they kind of played her. But to I don't know if she said this is what I want.
This is
you
what
know
she
what
wanted,
saying?
Right?
I
and maybe
know.
This is what she wanted because of the fact that they did snub her with the nomination. So that's what's so crazy. Like, you know, how did it, what happened with
we're gonna
it?
Have to get
but
Nikki
I,
on the show. Nikki gonna have to tell us what happened. what happened there? Why she on all fours in that in matter? Now
and
I would like to know if anybody else is on all fours in that wax
museum. In the wax museum.
Because I always
that's a good
see
idea. Like a Madonna
up, taking a picture next to the wax
yeah.
figure. The wax figure standing
they
up,
have.
But she is like enshrined doggy style.
Wow, that's funny. That to put when you think about, and I don't know because I know Madonna has one and she was very sensual and pretty much that was her thing and she was you know back in the day. So I wonder. I haven't seen hers in a while. I haven't just you know gone to look at wax figures. So I'll have to see. That's a very interesting question. What is this at LA, right?
Yeah, I think it is in LA. Yep.
Okay. Well. Yeah,
we'll do
really
some more research
out.
On it. We'll do some
yeah,
more research
we'll have to go
on it.
Yeah, we'll do that. Interesting. Very
you
interesting.
Know, I think it's an interesting topic that happened this week. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah,
I think it's kind of eye-opening.
Yeah, that definitely. So. I'm so interested in an extra intrigue now, so I have to do some more behind-the-scenes research on that. And, but yeah, I agree with both. I agree with both. So, you want anything else? We're waiting on Gilly the Kid to come
through. Let's see, man. There was a few things that I was checking out when it came
yeah,
to.
I put you on the spot, but. Nah.
Actually, because you know I stay up on everything going on. I heard since Straight Outta Compton was so successful that Master
oh,
P
God.
Is
okay,
about
okay.
to
okay. I gotta tell you
after
you say that.
Of No Limit.
Yeah, I heard that too, which I think would actually be dope as long as they have the
you
right.
You want to see that? You want to see No Limit story?
I wouldn't mind seeing P. Miller grind and do his thing, even though I know his story, but I don't want it to be him doing it. Like,
you
don't
want him
want...
to direct it.
No. Like, I don't mind if he directs it, but I don't want him to be the only one involved. You know, just because of past movies. You know, it just hasn't been my favorite. But I wouldn't mind seeing a biopic, knowing that he had a
you don't want
it
to look like
it.
I got the hookup.
That's exactly.
I get it.
Absolutely. That's what I don't want. But let me tell you this, and then you tell me, because you're a man, and you let me know what you would think about this. This is a biopic I would not watch, and I don't care what anybody says. So I heard that also that movie inspired Uncle Luke to want to put out his biopic. Now, I'm pretty sure his story is dope, but I don't want to see all of that. I don't even want to see it in the regular videos, but I don't want to see Uncle Luke's biopic. And I just don't, I would watch it, but I don't want to see it. You know what I'm saying? And that's the difference. But a man, y'all might want to see Uncle Luke's biopic.
Yeah, I definitely want to see it.
Because of the women.
I definitely
want
to see it.
See, I wouldn't want to see it. I mean, I would see it, but
I wouldn't
be.
I would love to see it.
Look, I would see the biopic, but.
I would love to see it.
I'm sure you would, but look, I would see the biopic, but I wouldn't go, like, the first showing, the first day, like, I did Straight Outta Compton. Like, Straight Outta Compton, I was ready, like, first movie, first Friday, straight up, ready to go, reserve seating, all of that. But for Uncle
yeah,
Luke's biopic,
too, man.
I don't
like,
know if
they
I would
lucky
do that.
They lucky I'm a good friend, man. That's how I would have been seeing that, but we're going to wait. We don't wait for the team. But, no, I would definitely watch the Two Live Crew biopic. I think Uncle Luke and the Two Live Crew broke some, they did some groundbreaking stuff. They fought the Supreme Court, you know what I mean? It's like a lot of these rappers wouldn't be able to do what they're doing now if it wasn't for Two Live Crew going against, you know, that censorship. And basically
oh, yeah.
fighting
okay,
for their
that.
Rights to say what they want to say. And that was a huge ruling that they won. And just, you know, coming up out of the South, you know, with the bass music, the ladies, I mean, I think Luke and them would get arrested at certain shows, going to certain, you know, cities. And I mean, to me, I don't think it should be a theater film, like, Straight
right.
Out of Compton, but if it was on like BET or some shit,
yeah, if it's on VH1, you know,
yeah,
what I'm saying?
I would,
like,
I
not
would
a
watch
TLC
it. I would watch
version.
It.
Right, I would do it. I would watch it like that, but I'm not going, like I said, first in mind to see.
I don't know if I would want to buy a theater ticket to see it.
That's
you know
what
I'm saying?
To see your Two Live Crew, but. But straight up, actually, this is really dope. I'm so glad we were talking about the hip-hop music and people paving ways because, like I said, we do have special guest. Gilly the Kid is live with us right now. I'm just going to bring him right in. What's good?
Gilly? Oh, man, what's happening with y'all?
Oh, man, we're chilling. We're so amped up to have you on the line right now. We appreciate you.
Pleasure to have you, brother.
Yeah. Man, I'm glad, I'm happy that I can join y'all. Man, I was listening for quite a long time. Y'all going in on here, you hear me?
Yo, we apologize. We didn't see. Sometimes our boy will delay us, so I didn't even see you pop up with the line. But we're so glad to have you, and now it's all about you, Gilly, to get. But I do want to ask you this. Did you see Straight Outta Compton?
Yes, I did.
Okay, all right. Well, we can't talk about it because Golden hasn't seen it yet. But
I'm going this week, man. I'm just being a loyal friend. All the squad want to go together and see it. And brother's schedules is all crazy, but this week we going to see it most definitely. I should have been seeing it, but I'm just being loyal to the team so we could go together.
Great movie.
No doubt. No doubt.
Great movie. So let's get into your movie. Let's paint your movie and your story and everything you've got going on, because you've done so much, and we were talking about it earlier in the industry, and a lot of it which we may not even know of, and we kind of want to backtrack for the fans a little bit. Right now you've got a song that you're pushing right now called Single Project.
Right.
Can you tell us a little bit about that, and then we'll also go back and do some history with you, if you will.
I mean, I got a record out called Single right now. Video is amazing. You know what I mean? And pretty much it's, you know, it's hot out. Cuffing season is over. You know what I'm saying? To the beginning of November. So, you know, I'd rather be out here with my team than out here falling in love. You feel me?
Already. That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, you're right. It's definitely perfect time for it. And I had an opportunity, like I said, to see you with the Fleet DJs. Your energy was amazing. The way that you touched the people and interacted was just wonderful. So with that being said, you're welcome. With that being said, Gilly, how are you able to has been remained so consistent and relevant for almost two decades now. Is it maybe even more?
I mean, no, not that long. God damn, you must think I'm not that long. Since I probably was like maybe like 19, maybe 18, 19, something like that. So I got about 15, 16 years in, you feel what I'm saying? Something like that. So, you know, I've been working, like, you know what I mean? Just working hard, you know what I'm saying? And I just stay consistent. That's the key. You got to be consistent. See, if you're consistent and you work hard enough, God going to give you a blessing. And I just work hard. So I eventually just get blessings, and, you know, I'm truly, truly grateful for them.
Most certainly. Do you remember the first time that you actually wrote a rhyme out? When did Gilly actually say, you know what, I got a little something. I think I want to hit the booth and see what happens.
No, I was playing basketball in college, and me and a couple of my homies, you know, we was the only it wasn't too many black people on the campus. So it was a few of us. We used to get high. My man had a little system with a mic in his room, and we used to bullshit around. And then one day we just wrote a rap, and then, you know, that's how it started. But even then, I didn't think I was going to be a rapper.
No doubt. That's what's up. So did you do a lot of college events and stage, and how did you kind of lead up to your situation?
No, it wasn't like that. Actually, I just had one rap, you feel me? It probably was about 40-something bars or something, because I didn't even know how to count bars or none of that shit back then. So, you know, when I came home from the summer, like, you know, there was a bunch of niggas. They was out there. They was all in the cypher. They all cyphering together. I'm just listening. So then when it was getting towards the end, I said, hold on, I got something. So everybody like, and it just so happened my little one funky-ass rap. My little one funky ass rap was better than everybody out there. Shit, then that's how it started.
That's what's up. That's dope. That's dope. So, tell us about how do people go about finding out Gilly the Kid and how you became known as the King of Philly. Tell us a little bit about how you built your fan base.
I mean, you know. I'm the King of Philadelphia, not because I say I'm the King of Philadelphia, because grown-ass men call me the King of Philadelphia. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, the people say I'm the king, you know? Like, for example, A.R. Ab just had an interview not too long ago. It's on World Star, maybe about a week ago. And they asked, he come on, he with DJ Self, and he come on, and he say, yeah, you know, King Ab. You feel what I'm saying? And the first thing DJ Self say is, oh, so are you saying you the King of Philly now? And he said, no, I ain't the King of Philly. That's Gilly. He said, you know, Gilly help a lot of people in the city. My first time ever touching the radio was through Gilly. You feel me? So in order for you to be a king of anywhere, you would definitely have to help the people. You feel me? And there's not too many rappers in my city that could say they came out, they was on their way up, or they needed to get to the radio, or they needed any assistant, and they didn't come to me. And I'm not excluding any rapper. You feel what I'm saying? There's no rappers in the city who, along their journey, didn't come to me for some type of assistance. You feel what I'm saying? So, and then when it comes down to the streets, I mean, let's be real. My street credibility is whatever rapper in my city could match that. Come on, like, when you Google me, the first thing pop up is I've been locked up with 82 pounds of weed. That's the first thing pop up. You feel what I'm saying? As far as street credibility, I mean, let's be for real, like, you know what I mean? And then I've been independent for 15 years, and when you see me, I look just like they look. I'm talking about the artist that's on. You know, the artist that's selling a million records, the artist that's platinum. We have the same look when you see us. You wouldn't be able to tell which one is platinum and which one is not platinum. That's why I'm the king of Philly. Because even if I don't never sell a record, I'm going to be good. That's this ain't no rapper shit.
Already. Already. Well, most definitely we were speaking on before you even came on how real the situation is when it comes to Gilly, a real one coming on the line, and what an OG you are, not only in the game but in Philly, not even being from Philly and knowing that, so, and be having heard. So much respect to you, and I was mentioning your humility, and like I said, the way that you interact with your fans and the people was just amazing, and it's just, even to have you on the line is dope, so thank you for sharing that.
As artists, you know, I like to look at myself as an artist and not a rapper. You feel me? A rapper is somebody that just get in the booth, and you know, it's just get it rapping. An artist is somebody that's all around person. You know what I mean? They're very creative, but they also good with the people. They also great with interacting with the media. They also great with doing radio. They also great with the way they handle themselves. You feel what I'm saying? And they also great with being humble. You feel what I'm saying? So for me, all of those things, I try to remain them. You know, yeah, I talk a little shit because at the end of the day, that's me, and that's what my peoples want to hear from me. But when you meet me and you get to know me, you say, damn, Gilly, one of the most humble motherfuckers I ever met. You feel what I'm saying?
No, certainly. And like I said, I was hyped up. I was like, yo, Gilly the Kid was out here, and he was dope, and he was humble, and he gave me the number. Like, it wasn't no extra, like, acting like you know, you couldn't be touched, and I just thought that was dope how you were so willing to come on the show and everything. So much respect to you for that. Well, I want to ask you this, because like you said, you know, you are who you are, you're real, and, you know, you've had some experiences and been through things that many can't say they have been and persevered through them as well. What are some of the, or what was one of the most challenging things that you faced in this game, being who you are? Because it's just, everybody's not like Gilly. Keep it 100.
One of the most challenging things I ever faced in my life was when I got locked up. You feel what I'm saying? Because I lost my house. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? My shorty got locked up with me. Four other people got locked up with me. You know what I mean? I lost three cars. You feel what I'm saying? You know, then I went and then I had to bail out. You feel what I'm saying? Immediately, I had to bail out. I had to bail four other people out. And then a month later, I'm going to court. You feel what I'm saying? So I got to pay a lawyer. I got to pay another lawyer. I got to pay a few more lawyers. You feel what I'm saying? And all of this is going down. And let me remind you, I was locked up for 10 days before I bailed out because I have a nebula hearing, and it takes 3 to 10 days. And mine came on the 10th day. So I wasn't able to bail out until the 10th day. But now I'm coming home without a house to live in. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? And then if I lose the case, me and my woman is both fighting the case. So what's going to happen with my kids? You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, life throw curveballs at you. You feel what I'm saying? But, you know, I stayed strong. I kept my faith. You know what I'm saying? And God didn't want me in that situation. He wanted me on the phone with you tonight, giving you this $1 million worth of game. Right?
Right. No, that's real. My brother's right now doing 12, unfortunately. So we're just, you know, praying for the best. Each time the set-off comes, we just hope for the best the next year, and we just wait, you know. It is what it is. What can you do? But thank you. I love to hear journeys such as yours where you're able to overcome and look positive and keep it moving. So I want to pass the mic to Bolden, actually, and let him speak with you as well, because I could talk to you forever.
Okay. Yeah. First of all, it's a pleasure to have Gilly on, man. I'm a big fan. I follow major figures since Yeah, That's Us, the whole team, Dutch, Spade, Ab, Lava, you know. It's pretty much amazing to me how I've never seen Gilly slack off in an industry that you could be in and out, you know what I'm saying? It could be your turn and then you're gone, but everybody always seems to give this brother an opportunity, and that's a testament to his work ethic. Let's go back a little bit, Gilly. When you were first introduced in the game, you were with a group, and then I think some legal things happened with some, even some people in the group, not just you. But how did it feel to be one of those Philadelphia groups that the whole nation was like, yo, we fuck with those people, you know what I'm saying? Because there wasn't a lot of people coming out of Philly that just took the nation, you know what I'm saying, and said, oh, shit, who are those cats, you know what I'm saying? How did you feel as a group coming out of Philly, major figures, tapping into hip-hop at that time?
I mean, you know, at the end of the day, no matter where you're from, you always feel good, whether you, you know what I mean, whether you're coming out of Podesta, Florida, Dubuque,
right.
Iowa, you feel what I'm saying? You always feel good when you represent for your hometown, you know what I mean? So we felt just like anywhere else, you know what I mean? It's just
right.
that, you know, Philadelphia is a lot worse. It's a lot rougher than a lot of places, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, of course, you know, Philly is the shoot 'em up, bang, bang, one of the capitals of that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, other than that, it's just like we represent just like anywhere else, you know, inner city kid, you know what I'm saying, with a dream, and we just chasing it, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt, no doubt. I wanted to talk to you about the different, because Philadelphia, of course, man, they have their share of beefs. I mean, notorious rap beefs from Beanie Siegel to Jada Kiss to Cassidy and Meek and, you know, King of Philly, Gilly against Cassidy, you know what I'm saying? Just some big-time rap feuds, you know what I'm saying? And one, I remember you and Cassidy, man, I couldn't stop laughing when you went to his block and you were looking for him. Like, what makes Gilly take it to the next level when somebody challenges that King of Philly title? Because I've seen you do it a few times and survive every time.
It wasn't necessarily he was challenging the title, but it's just like, you know, if I talk to you, right, bro, and
mm-hmm.
me and you cool, I don't care if I don't talk to you for 10 years. We still
right.
cool. Feel
right.
what I'm saying? So
right.
what happened was, you know, the last time I had seen Cassidy was at a, you know, was at a, was at R. Kelly Studios in Chicago. You feel what I'm saying? And to my knowledge, the last time I seen you, we was cool. It was all love. So for them to even bring my name up, be like it's a sour taste in your mouth, you know what I mean? That's where
right.
that's where the negativity came in at. It was like, you know, I only speak highly of you. You know what I mean? It didn't really had nothing to do with the King of Philly because that's not even something that's disputable. You feel
right.
what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, but it's more like, you know, when people bring your name up, bro, I don't speak nothing but good about you. So what's the negative energy about? You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
That's
do you think...
About. You know, Cassidy a good dude. You know what I mean? I knew Cassidy
yes,
for quite a long time. A good dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shout out
but
to Cass, man. He went
yeah,
through a little bit, you know, accident and everything, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm saying, like, a lot of Philly cats been through a lot of stuff, man, and, you know, I've always had respect for Philly artists, man. And, there was a time when you were rocking with Cash Money Records, man, and to be honest with you, me and a couple guys always talk about how the swag kind of changed when Gilly was around. You start seeing the, you know, the difference in the Waynes and the, you know, just the team. How did it feel when you were approached by Cash Money Records, man, and you got that deal? How did it feel being out there in New Orleans with them brothers when they were really climbing up and doing their thing?
I mean, it was a blessing, you know what I mean? That was a chapter in my life that helped me grow, you know what
right.
I mean? And I paid a lot of money. I can't say I did. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I feel like now, you know, it's all about figure gang. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's all about doing right now. You know what I mean? I'm still shaking and moving, so I don't like to look at my life as a throwback Thursday. You feel what I'm saying?
Right. right. Now,
well,
I feel you on that. And we're going to talk about that. You know, sometimes we just feel like on this show, that a lot of cats that listen, they love the right now because they got them dreams of being hot right now, but they never saw the grind of what it took, you know what I'm saying, for a person to get to where they at, you know what I'm saying, and they miss those steps. So sometimes we try to go back and just let them know, listen, there's history behind this person, you know. Single isn't just when you first heard that. Gilly been putting in work for a long time, but you're right.
Absolutely.
We definitely need to get to the now. And I thought it was very interesting when I peeped the independent route with Tamba Ali from Kansas City, man. I want to pronounce the record label right because I don't know exactly if I'm going to pronounce it right. Can you pronounce it for me, Gilly?
Yeah. Well, it's a joint venture. His is Relume Records, and mine's is
okay.
Figure Gang. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, Tom, that's my partner. Good dude, great dude from Liberia. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
And played for the Kansas City Chiefs, all pro defensive end. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Just all around good dude. You know what I mean? And we got a joint venture, and the first record is single, but I also got, you know, trying to get me one right now out on iTunes with Pusha T, and I got a
nice.
tattoo with Jeremiah out right now, and I got a single out. I got a King Me Out. I got the King of Philly 3 mixtape, who I got Jadakiss on there. I got Waka Flocka on there, Jim Jones, The Game.
Nice.
Freeway, Fado, Manny Fresh, Sunny Digital. So, you know, y'all can go download that right now for free on my mixtape. And, you know, I got my record out right now called Single, man. That's really, really hot. The video is crazy. But, you know, y'all can
I actually seen a post clip of the video, so I can't wait to check that video out, man. It looked real colorful, like the biddies that I seen in it, you know what I'm saying? And it's just typical Gilly fashion, man. I always say, like, this dude just got charisma, you know what I'm saying? And even from your rants that you give on Instagram, one of my artist's name is Flash Garments, man. He loves to reenact your rants, and you got a bunch of people trying to do the rants all over again. What made you start dropping the $1 million worth of game on Instagram for people? Was it just that you felt that people were being fake on Instagram, or, you know, people just wasn't living right? What made you start saying, let me give these guys some game on IG?
I mean, honestly, I just was like, you know what? You know, they people love to see me, you know, talk that shit, you know what I mean? I'm one of the slickest talkers ever walked the face of earth. I understand that. You feel what I'm saying? So, and I understand that people love to see me talk shit, but I ain't going to just talk shit just to be talking it, just to be babbling. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
And I don't really call it talking shit, so if y'all want to see me, that's a part of my personality. I'm going to give y'all some game with it. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm going to give you something that you use throughout your day, something that you might be going through right now. You feel what I'm saying?
No doubt. And I think a lot of people need that, definitely need that.
You know, something you may have went through in life. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. It's a pleasure when, you know, cats like yourself, they got a lot of people that look up to him, you know, and like Onyx said, like I met him, he's a great guy, you know. Some people meet people they look up to, you know. You got some assholes, you got people that shun, you know, these fans, and you know, don't recognize how much, you know, they follow these people, and you actually repost guys that you know, put your game spit on their IG. You repost them and show love. Like, I remember Flash calling me like, yo, check Gilly's Instagram, he reposted my joint. Like, that really made him happy, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, just shout out to you for being an all around real brother, you know what I'm saying? And you know, there was always one thing that I found very interesting about you. You're Muslim, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I know a lot of different Philly guys that I know, you know, of the Muslim faith. How hard is it to be of that faith and really, or is it hard at all to be of that faith and have to deal with what you have to deal with within the industry? I remember Freeway talking about that a little bit. Do you have any qualms with that at all, or you just move the way you move and that's it?
I mean, the only problems I really have with it is my parents, you know, because they fully, my dad is always fully, you know, in his stove. My, you know,
right.
my sisters is always garbed up, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know, but really, they only really get on me during Ramadan. Like, are you fasting? You know what I mean? They just want me to, you know, make sure I fast on the holy month of Ramadan. And, you know, they be on me throughout the day, years, you know, make sure that I keep a relationship with God. But I'm always going to have my relationship with God. That's just the way I was raised. You feel what I'm saying?
Nah, that's dope. And congratulations. I think you just had a daughter that graduated as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what's
crazy.
Up, man. Congratulations. Gilly out here raising them right and still spitting this game, man. I definitely want to see, you know, some Gilly shows coming up here, man. Where you performing at next? I know you threw, didn't you throw a launch party out in L.A. Sometime a while back?
We're
going to be seeing you hitting a mini tour or something and putting these new records out on stage? Because we got to catch you, man.
Absolutely. I'll be in the town near you guys, I'm pretty sure. I'm supposed to go out on tour in a month or so, so I'll definitely be somewhere in a city close to you guys. If
you're
not,
honest,
the city,
you gotta definitely come check Gilly when he comes to the show,
man. Him in concert. Yeah, he was live at the album session, the listening session, rather, and I was like, "Yo, this dude, it's amazing." And that was my first time seeing you, so. Like I said, I'm a fan first, like Golden said. So being a fan and then just the way everything, then seeing you from the artist perspective, it was just dope. So I will be going to check out the show. I definitely highly recommend everyone that's listening. I got a couple of tweets from your fans that you guys stay abreast and do the same.
Absolutely.
Gilly, speaking of shows, I want to ask you this. I know you was in the studio just now, too, so we're probably still there right now. Would you be open to doing any reality TV, or is that just like, or is that just you can't have them in your face like that every day?
I was already offered to be a part of Love and Hip Hop, and I turned it down. That wasn't really something I was looking for. You know what I mean?
Right.
Maybe if it was a TV show just based around me and maybe me and even my family, then maybe yeah, but. For me to be put in situations that I really, with people that I'm really not friends with, just to make it look for TV, and then you
right.
got people acting character because they on camera, and that's not
right.
That's what I'm saying. That might be, you might be a little too real for hip hop, loving hip hop.
Right. Some real shit.
Right, so they ain't gonna see in the script coming up, so yeah.
This be the craziest fucking reality TV show ever.
I'll probably watch it then. I ain't gonna lie, I don't be tuning in, but
oh,
I'll probably watch it. I don't watch it.
The ratings will definitely be up.
No, definitely. Now, anything else that you want to share to light? I mean, you're doing your thing. You're always out here. There's not nothing that we really can't Google or go to your pages and find about you. But while we have you on the line, just, you know, exclusive, anything, any nonprofits, anything that you're doing right now that doesn't get enough light being shed?
Man, I got the album coming out, and I just really need everybody to know I got my single out right now. And go to iTunes and download the rest of my singles. And I appreciate all the love, man. All
no doubt. That's what's up.
That's
respect to you. Thank you.
We're going
to
push it on the show, Gilly, man. We're going to push everything you do, man. I seen Tyrone run up on you the other day, too, man. I can't believe you had to check Tyrone running up on your wife, man, or your girl.
Yeah, I let Tyrone, you better stop that shit, man. I ain't the one for that shit.
That's what's up, man. Gilly, it was a pleasure, my brother. We definitely gonna keep pushing whatever you do, man. We big fans, and keep the movement going, brother. You still look like you're in your 20s. I saw you boxing, doing your thing the other day, man. Any more movies coming up for you, bro? I know you do your acting
yeah,
too.
Yeah, movie about to come out called Blood, brother. So y'all make sure y'all check for that. If y'all haven't, I got about 5, 6, 7 movies on Netflix. Y'all can go check them out. Last one I dropped was Force of Execution with me, Steven Seagal, Danny Trejo, Ving Rhames. So just go check me out, man. Pull up. I got a joint on there. Caged Animal with me and Nipsey Hussle and Ving Rhames. And, you know, just check me out, man. I'm all over Netflix as well. So.
Alrighty. Well, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for everything. And salute to you. We'll let you get back to the studio.
Okay. Thank y'all for having me.
All right, Gilly, peace.
All righty, so again, Gilly the Kid, as you can see, a real OG.
He's OG.
He really is. And people use that term loosely sometimes these days, but we have to realize, no, there are people that really have been and done what they said they've done and
earned
all that kind of
stuff.
Earned
the stripes. People earn the stripes, they just don't call themselves that. It's all you.
Exactly.
You gotta let the person. You gotta let the people speak. You can't. You know these self-proclaimed people. You know what I'm saying? Self-proclaiming themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know that
mm-hmm.
that's a whole different story from the people proclaiming you. And
we witnessed
the people proclaim Gilly that for a long time. And like he said, you know, I know of the artist that he spoke of. Without even saying names, because that's just how cool he is. But everybody reached out to him for help at one point. He's brought people out on stages. You know, you could Google all these videos. You know, he always extended his hand. So he's the KOP, the King of Philly, and everybody respects it, man. So shout out to him. And he need to just keep that movement going, man. He don't look like he's going nowhere anytime soon.
Not at all, and you can't do nothing but respect that and anybody with a similar grind. So with that being said, I'm all off because, you know, it's daylight outside my window, so where I'm at. And I know you're looking at really close
pictures. You got to get used to that, kid. It, you know, that West Coast time ain't no joke. It'll take you a little while, but you'll get used to it.
That's what I keep getting told. I'm like, man, how long? But, you know, it ain't even been a week that I've been out here, so it's kind of crazy right now. But I do want to see, if you missed any part of tonight's interview, definitely go back and play and press. I ain't got my hair too in, and I ain't got my regular equipment set up like I usually do. But you get right, and I'll make sure. I come back next week.
Yeah, something's cutting out a little bit. You're going in and out a little bit.
I am? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay,
you now.
This is crazy. I was just saying I don't have my setup and everything that I usually have, but next week I will, so I'll be sounding hopefully flawless as long as Blog Talk participates with me, so, or with us, rather. But on my end, I just, like I said, I'm thrown off. I'm looking at sunlight right now, so it's going to take me a while to get.
You'll be straight. I'm looking
adjusted.
At darkness and rain, and I'm ready to go grab me something to eat. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely going to sign off, but a great interview. Gilly the Kid, King of Philly, always does his thing, man. Always comes through dropping jewels and, make sure you follow him. Pick your single up, which is called Single.
Which is called
Single,
right? You know
what I mean? Cupping season's over. You say you want to be out with the team, not falling in love. Check it out. Gilly always put out good music, so go. Make sure you go download that.
That's right. And go to Netflix and check out the latest, like you said. So it's what's up. I'm going to be posted, stay posted to even he's got a show coming up, but very dope, very humble guy. Fans very lucky to have an artist such as that. So next week, I can't confirm next week for sure because I'm waiting on him to get back to me. But we will have, eventually, we'll have Johnny O, DJ Johnny O, who is like the CEO of Nerve DJs, and that's a DJ coalition for every all you artists that are listening. So this will be your week to listen in. If you didn't listen in tonight, you didn't catch tonight live, next week will be a time where you need to catch it live, because he's going to give you all the information you need on how you can gain support and recognition from, or not recognition rather, but support from this DJ coalition. And also he's got quite a story to tell, and he will actually be going back in storytelling, because he's got a lot he wants to share about how he got his start coming into the industry and what he thinks about now and where everything stands in the industry for with music. So yeah, so next week, he'll either be on next week or the week after, but at any rate, we'll be back next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. And you can follow this show at Global 14 The Cut, and you can follow me on pretty much any social network at Onyx254.
And you can follow me at The Golden Fleece, THAGOLDENFLEECE, on Instagram, Twitter, and Global14.com. We will see y'all next Wednesday, Global 14 The Cut. Shout out to Gilly the Kid, and we out.
Yeah.